For an apparently tranquil town, Fayoum has a violent past. Killers for one of the most extreme Islamist groups Egypt has ever known came from here. But Gamay Islamiya is showing a more moderate face these days. Mohamed Marzouk, a spokesman for Gamay, is running for a seat under its Construction and Development Party banner.
What we need is to establish a modern state with an Islamist background. We'll solve the problems of the country and the residents of the constituency at the highest level.
The candidate for a group accused of plotting President Anwar Sadat's 1981 assassination and of carrying out the 1997 massacre of tourists at Luxor now stresses pragmatic concern.
We will make laws that would allow social justice so that everyone has his rights and equality and salaries, and so no employee could have 300,000 to 400,000 pounds while another has 300 pounds.
Though Gamay Islamiya renounced violence in 2003, the shift from murder to income redistribution might seem impossibly abrupt. But many in this hard-hit oasis town are taking the group at its word.
You shouldn't be afraid of Islam. You should never be afraid of Islam. Because if the Islamists follow the Quran, there will be no problem.
But some do foresee problems, in particular the country's minority Christians. Marzouk offers words of reassurance.
We will not persecute them, and we will give them their rights, just like the Muslims, and the law will be applied on them with equality.
As he campaigns, though, the sincerity of the candidate's words in general are called into question. Marzouk greets rival candidate Essem Harazat just as the WAFD politician is getting ready for an interview. Harazat accuses Marzouk of making nice for the camera, but meanwhile having his campaign posters torn down. Marzouk denies that's going on, and the WAFD candidate doesn't press the point. Harazat even makes concessions to the religious wave, adapting his party's liberal foundation for the audience in Fayoum.
We always keep away from the idea of liberalism and secularism.
The WAFD moves away from modernity, while Gamay Islamiya moves toward it. And the fight for a middle ground, at least rhetorically, is underway. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Fayoum.